T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show. Junk Saw 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Should be joined shortly here by our pal Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals.
I believe we have him, Cakes. And Lars is presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best in Loudoun, Dulles Motor Cars Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. Congrats, Lars, on your first overtime win this year.
Yeah, thank you.
How often do you practice that? I'm wondering, like, what's the percentage of time, if any, that you as a team practice three-on-three overtime hockey?
Not very much. I think I recall us doing it at training camp a couple of times over the years. But we did, and then we actually started practicing again here in the last month in between games, just because we hadn't won one all year. So coach probably figured we needed to spend a little time on that specifically, and yeah, maybe that was what paid off last game. So.
Like, is the hockey with more open ice, is it more instinctive? Do you find it more fun? Like, do you actually run plays? Like, I'm clueless.
No, you don't. I would say you don't really run plays. It's, I think the first year everyone was trying to figure out a little bit how to play it. So I think it tends to be either it's going to be the pace is taken out, it's going to be very slow, or it's going to be very fast, because it's either the team is going to have zone time, they're circling, they're going to try. That's when it slows down, and then as soon as the puck is turned over, then it becomes, you know, a rush the other way, try to get an off man rush, and that's where, you know, that's when it goes from, like, it can go from very slow to very, very high paced right away on the turn when the turnovers happen. But it actually tends to be a little slower paced most of the time, because no one wants to turn over the puck. So it becomes almost like a game of don't turn over the puck, not to get a 2-on-1 or a breakaway against. So yeah, that's kind of how it's been playing out most of the time.
Hey, can we play a game with you real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Cakes, I want you to bet how many of the NFL matchups this weekend does Lars Eller know? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 0?
Ooh. I think Lars likes the NFL. I don't think he loves the NFL particularly. I'm going to say he's going to know one of the matchups.
Jason?
I'm going to say 0.
I'm going to say 2.
All right.
Lars, can you name the NFL matchups this weekend?
So I know what teams are playing. I just don't know who are playing each other.
All right, so what teams are playing?
Okay, Tampa Bay, the Rams, Buffalo, and...
Hey, you got that matchup. You got Tampa and the Rams.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's in it. Yeah, look at that. Good.
Who are your one seeds? Are you rooting for any player, any team, or do you not care?
Not really. No, not. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
All right, so let's get back to the ice, which he knows. I was actually curious as a player. You know, I look at the standings. I check them all the time. How often do you check the standings to see where you guys are at?
Not that much. I tend to look at it when we're winning. When we're losing, I don't look at it as much.
What's Boston got? You guys play the Bruins tonight. You're in Boston. What do they got?
You
got
to deal with Brad Marchand. Everybody hates him. He's such a mess.
What do they got? Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're always. I think over the years, my first couple of years here, we kind of had their number. I don't think we lost a game my first three or four years here when we were playing against them. But over the last year and a half, we've taken some more losses. So I think we got to find a way to turn that around. It's never easy playing against them. They got a pretty sharp power play. They got a sharp penalty kill. Like, they're very good special teams. So we gotta really try to stay out of the penalty box. That hurt us a lot last game played against Boston. So their top guys are very good, no doubt about it. So it's gonna be a big challenge.
Oh yeah, Cakes. I know that name, Brad Marchand. Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
Well, neither can Lars and the rest of his teammates.
Oh, I know Lars doesn't like him. I know.
Hey, Lars, when Ovi scored in the last game, is it still like jaw-dropping for you and your teammates how he just generates so much power on that shot with the great setup from Hathaway? Do you look at that and you're like, man, I wish I could do that? I know I'm like one of the top hockey players in the world, but I just can't generate the
he
same power.
He could have put that in, Cakes. You're disrespecting Lars. Look, open net.
I love Lars. Lars will forever have a special place in my heart for what he did during the cup run, scoring the game-winning goal. But even Lars would admit he can't blast a shot like Ovi can from that spot on the ice.
No, I don't. Nobody really can shoot the way he does. I think so. I think everybody's a little envious of that. He's just got something, He's just built a different way than the rest of us, with a different talent level on top of it. So now when you see it every day, you think about it less. It just becomes the norm. But when you do, you sit down here and talk about it and reflect on it. It is a special gift he has, and it's just fun to watch, and we're lucky to have him on our team.
I mean, he's like the Tom Brady. I mean, he doesn't have the overall rings, obviously, but age is not affecting him. He's leading the league in points and goals.
Yeah, no, it's crazily impressive. He seems to always find the open ice. I think the other teams are, really, try their best effort to pay more attention, but he always finds like the areas and the puck seems to follow him. And he scores in a lot of different ways. It is isn't only, power play goals, slap shots from the top of the circle. He gets rebounds, and then all of a sudden in the, 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s, everybody thinks he's going to shoot, and he's going to make a lateral pass to someone backdoor open net that nobody kind of saw coming. So he has an extremely high IQ and knows for the game to where to be, and the timing, positioning wise in his shot, and it really is special. Like, we could keep talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we ask you about it every week. So you're not quite at the halfway point yet. Tonight will be the halfway point of the season. How are you feeling physically? Do you feel like it's been a long first half, or are you kind of where you want to be at this point after 40 games?
Like personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the time where you start to feel a little bit of fatigue creeping in. I certainly felt a little fatigue here over the last 2 weeks. We know you went out go on a West Coast trip with a time difference, and you battled some COVID and the flu in the last month and a half before that. So I think this the break here in February is gonna be welcome. Midway.
How many days do you have off for that break in February?
I think we have four or five, okay. And then we have a kind of a 4 or 5 day practice, you know, break where we only practice later in the month because the schedule is a little odd.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you deserve that, 100%.
All right, Lars,
take
best
care
of luck,
body, buddy.
Best of luck against Boston, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yep. So Cakes, they play February 2nd against Edmonton. They don't play again until the 10th. So
right.
They get an 8-day break.
That's nice. Probably could use it. So that was Lars Eller from your Washington Capitals, presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership. Voted 2021's best in Loudoun Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jason Locke and Fora NFL Insider next on The Fan.